How did practice go today? First, you know, day of extensive hitting for you guys.
Yeah, first day in pads. Guys are little sore from practicing three previous days, but I thought the effort was there. Both sides of the ball made some plays, and again, we're starting now to get into our installation. So we'll get into the situations over the next three or four days before we get ready for our scrimmage on Friday night.
Has it been a pretty smooth start to camp for you guys thus far?
It has. The schedule's different this year than it's ever been in terms of our practice schedule. So the guys, I think, have adjusted to it. They've now seen every type of practice that we can put in front of them. So the energy's been great. We're going to start to get into the dog days of training camp. The great thing is we got a day off scheduled for Wednesday with the players.
You talk about Garrett Reynolds at right guard. I know there's a lot of competition there, but some of your impressions of him?
Yeah, I think Garrett's had a very good off season, starting back in OTAs, and he's a guy that's going to get an opportunity to run with the first team, as well as a couple of other guys. But Garrett is one of the hardest working guys that we have on our football team. Right now, as we speak today, he's our number one right guard, but I think you'll see the competition and other guys will get an opportunity as we go through camp.
I know they're just hitting, but can you share an initial reaction to or thought about what you saw up there when they were actually kind of going a little one-on-one a little bit?
Well, I thought that, like you normally see on the first day of pads, there's going to be some guys that really stand out, and there were. You always concern yourself with that first day of pads that you start a little bit too fast, so we kind of tried to ease them into the practice today. If you don't notice, we had three walkthrough periods, but I thought that the competition was very good. We were on our feet most of the time, and that's one of the things that we're trying to do when we're in pads is to make sure at the end of the play we've got all 22 guys standing up, because when you got guys on the ground, that's where injuries happen.
Is there a name or two that when you say people stand out?
No, I'm not going to talk about specific guys. I think you guys saw the practice and saw how the guys were competing. There was some fun being poked at one another from both sides of the ball, and that's always a good sign as long as it stays friendly in nature and it doesn't escalate into anything beyond that.
Coach, Asante Samuel in particular is rather chatty, rather verbose. Just talk about his leadership and what he brings. Guys haven't really had a talk to a guy like that in a while.
Well, we haven't. Asante has been a very efficient and productive football player in his career. With the Patriots and the Eagles, he's had 45 interceptions. So he makes plays on the ball, and everybody has different personalities. The one thing I will say is Asante is very positive when he talks. There's not a negative word that comes out of his mouth. And when guys are that way, I really don't mind that they're talking, as long as they're holding themselves up and holding their teammates up, and that's really what he's doing, and he's making it fun, and the guys seem to be enjoying it.
Coach, were you all did you have to make any adjustments for some of the practice being televised on the NFL Network? Or
no, we did not. No, we did not. The network, they have a pretty good understanding of what can be televised and what can't. They do a great job in interacting with us. And we have parameters set in terms of what periods we would like for them to film, and I'm sure that's what they did today.
Coach, how do you feel about having the Royals brothers here?
Hey, I've never been on a football team in the National Football League. I've been in college. I played with the guys that were brothers, but I've never had that happen. It's interesting to watch, to watch the dynamic. They didn't come here. They're not twins, so they didn't come here at the same time. And it's fun, and they can have a friendship that's much different than any of the other guys on our football team. And it's a unique situation for both those guys. I don't think it happens very often.